皆さん、こんにちは。僕はジョン先生でございます。よろしくお願いします。Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, we're breaking down the world's most epic language in 5 minutes or less. Today, we're continuing to talk about made, but talking more into made ni, and how that's different from made. We're also going to give a quick shout out to everyone listening today. Thank you so much. Make sure to give a 5-star rating down below, a plus, a like, or whatever, a share. Please help us out. It does do a lot for us. And with that, we'll jump right into our grammar point. So, yesterday we talked about made and how made is used to mean until. However, made ni has an important differentiation that can actually make a big difference if you're not listening carefully. So, let me show you what I'm talking about. When using made, it means simply until. Made ni means until and through, so you have to finish whatever you're talking about there. So, if I said ashita made, it would mean until tomorrow, so it should be done before tomorrow. However, if I say ashita made ni, would be through tomorrow, so by the end of tomorrow. See how that's really important? If I said, if I, for example, said, ashita made ni shigoto o owaraseru. Owaraseru. Man, I can't say that sometimes. Owaraseru would mean through tomorrow, as in like tomorrow evening, it should you do your, finish the job, please. However, if I said, ashita made shigoto ni owaraseru, would mean until tomorrow, so I mean it would be by tonight. See how that's a major difference? It's a whole day. And that can also be used with time as well as location. So we're going to use the same example sentences that we used yesterday, and then we're going to compare them and see how they are different. We also want to make sure that you can practice along and make sure that you can understand as well. So let's practice this. 夫が帰ってくるまでに料理を作っておく。That sentence is 夫が, so is the husband, my husband, right? 帰ってくるまでに, so until he comes, so that's until and through he comes. So when he walks in the door until he's there, you will continue cooking. However, if I said 帰ってくるまで, would just mean until he comes. The moment that he comes, it should be over. See how that's different? And we are talking about 料理を作っておく, to make it, to be making the food, right? So let's listen to that sentence one more time in both versions. 夫が帰ってくるまでに料理を作っておく. Versus 夫が帰ってくるまで料理を作っておく. The difference there is a, quite a bit difference in time. Let's do one more. 来年までに日本語を話せるようになりたい。So, 来年までに So, until next year, as in through that year, 日本語を話せるように So, 日本語を our direct object, 話せるように So, 話せる to speak, to be able to speak, ように So, that, なりたい I want to be able to speak by the beginning of next year.Would be the difference in money, as in like by next year. So there's a, well, it's only a day difference. It really does make a difference depending if you're telling somebody your homework needs to be done by Sanji made or Sanji made ni. Because those 2 points could be quite a bit of different time. It could also be used for location or a point in time. If you want to say, 黒くなるまでにうちに帰りたい. I need to get home by the time it gets dark.So by the time it gets dark, I need to get home. Those times, points in time, exact amount of time, or whether you're talking about when someone simply comes home, or if you're simply talking about location. So if I say, 僕は学校、うち、僕のうちから学校までに1キロがかかり、1キロです would be, until, to get to school from my house would be, it would take a kilometer to get there.However, with that, I will have to end. Make sure to recognize the difference and remember, 皆さん。万間違いをできたまでにペレペレになる。ですから、皆さん、間違いましょう。その万間違いを犯して、早くペレペレになりましょう。それで、じゃあ、また明日。